Hello and welcome to episode 3-something. I think we're on 340. I don't know. If that's the case, that means we've done 40 episodes. I think I've only done maybe one or two without you.
Yep.
Something like that. It's pretty impressive so far.
Yeah, man.
It goes quick.
Yeah, just think about that. I feel like we started like last summer. I thought it was like July or August of last summer, but I mean, 40 weeks, that's well over half a year. So, well.
And there's times when we won't do a week. So,
yeah.
Shit's crazy. I'm your host, Jeff Glucker. That's the voice of my man, Ron Baugh. What's going on, Ron?
What's up?
In the future, we're going to work on your lighting setup because every time it like you look like a Spider-Man villain with like hypnotizing.
Does that help?
I start hypnotizing into them. The ring lights.
But without my glasses.
Oh no, it's fine without. Right. Yeah.
I just can't see anything, but I don't really need to see anything anyway.
You don't need to see this.
No.
And I'm not pulling up any pictures tonight either, so you're good.
All right.
Now, what's in the glass tonight?
Man, basic bitch shit. Tito's soda.
That's simple, though. Sometimes simple's good.
That's what I mean.
I have, mine's not as simple. It's tequila, some pineapple juice, a little bit of triple sec, and then some Fresca, because of course.
That is tropical.
I've been doing tequila. Casamigos.
Of course.
I've been doing tequila, pineapple, fresh lime juice, and a little bit of triple sec, and that's really delicious. But I went with the Fresca for like a little bubble,
zest.
A little fizz,
yeah,
a little zest, a little zest.
There you go.
I've got some potentially good news for next week.
All right,
because we're doing Autopia next week.
We haven't talked in a couple weeks. Well, I mean. The occasional text, going? But yeah,
okay.
Like, I'm like, we haven't really like gone over plans or anything, but I'm still making myself available and planning on it. So yeah.
So that's good. That's good. I haven't showed you where we're staying. It's
will
nice.
Will I have second thoughts?
No. Okay. It's like on the water.
Oh, sick.
It's an Airbnb and, we're going to be staying there with B-Rad.
Yeah, man.
Bradley Brownell. It's nice. It's on the water. It's not far from the place. The other options were like shitty hotels. And so we're like, let's just do this.
Yeah.
And hell yeah, it's a house. And I just got word today or yesterday because it was potentially in jeopardy. But we should be good to go on the Taycan GTS sedan.
Hell yeah.
Which would be sweet. There's a software update coming to it, which was the potential issue.
Mm-hmm.
And my AC just kicked on in the house, so if it gets loud, I apologize to all the audio people. Not that this podcast is known for its audio quality. What was the thing you always used to hear? Like when people would use copywritten music, it'd be like audio jungle. if you don't pay for your shit, so we got it's getting a software update that's going to make it better.
Okay.
It's adjusting the computer of all like 22 and 23 Taycans. It's like a thing they're updating all of them. So at first they were nervous that we weren't going to get it in time, but it's already at the dealer getting its update, the one that we're getting.
Nice.
And it makes it so that the route planning is better.
Mm-hmm.
And also, even if you're not at like a low state of charge, when you pull into a charging station, as long as you're not yet at 80%, it should give you like the fastest rate it can give you.
Nice.
Which is good because sometimes with cars, if you pull in it like, you know, anything from 0 to 20, it's like, all right, give them juice. But if you pull in it like 50%, sometimes it'll be like, you're fine.
Throttle
you can wait.
Shit.
Yeah.
I'm hoping,
but this eliminates that.
Yeah. I'm hoping we don't have the disasters that I keep seeing at charging stations. So, cause
I'm
not have the patience.
I'm extremely confident. And then worst case scenario, if we're hitting Walmart parking lots on the way up, like at least that gives us a chance to bathroom, energy drink,
sure,
Hot Wheels, you know, the usual
road trip staples.
But it should be a Carmine Red GTS sedan.
I might have wheels for one. We should
throw them on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm honestly curious as to how much of a range buster they are, because they're 22s, they're heavy, like it's a wheel that we made to like cover the bases of both like Euro SUVs and EVs. So it's like Taycan, e-tron GT fitment, but it also fits, like we also make that same wheel and for Cayennes and X5s and such. So it's not a lightweight forged wheel by any stretch, but I'd be curious to do the road trip up on the stock wheels and then back on the rotiforms and see what the difference in range is.
If we had the wagon,
Could ship the
I might
wheels.
be more. Oh, jeez.
Don't
That'd
know.
be
I
interesting.
haven't really thought this through, but anyway,
Right,
we can
because then
talk
we
about
also get a
this.
source tire.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got
so.
it. That's the easy part.
Oh,
The
okay.
actual
Sorry,
getting
sorry.
the product is the easy part, but yeah, logistics of swapping out. Because I wouldn't want, I know it's going to make a huge range hit. So I wouldn't want to do that on the way up when we have an agenda and we got to get there and, we want to have as few stops as possible.
Yeah.
But
And
anyway.
the day we're driving home is my birthday.
Oh, really? No shit.
Yes.
Do you have something planned that night? Or are we leaving early in the
Well,
morning?
yeah, I mean, we just, my wife's like, what are we going to do? I'm like, just go out to dinner, nothing crazy, you know? But I mean, when you turn 42, you're not like, let's go crazy.
I'm well aware.
so, no, I'm good there. I'm excited. So, we've got some cool stuff showing up. A person I follow on Twitter and Instagram, who's an interesting marine biology person, but is also into cars, is taking delivery of their Lightning,
Oh,
and
nice.
it's supposed to be here in time for them to bring their Lightning to the
Hell yeah.
show. We're talking to Vintage Electric about having some bikes. The famous Teslanda, which is a Tesla swapped Honda, is going to be there.
It's like a vintage four-door
Yeah,
Civic or Accord, right?
something like that. It might be like an old CVCC or something. And then Mercedes is dropping off an EQS at the show for us.
Nice.
I'm trying to think what else
Are
is
we gonna have?
going on. Livewire is supposed to be there. Brad's still working on that. But yeah, it's shaping up. I remember every time we talk about it, I'm like, oh, I'm
Yeah,
nervous,
I
I'm nervous,
know.
I'm nervous. I think I'm actually going to check right now, but last time I checked, we were like, we were at, I think last time we talked, we went from like three to f tickets sold to 50, and I was like, all
Right.
right, at least we're getting somewhere. And then the other day I checked, and we were at like 80. So,
All right.
much better numbers. And I don't even know. I haven't looked at it in a little bit. But oh, let me just click on it because I can open it in another window, but I'm not going to share this window. And now we're at 98, so
All
we're almost at
right.
100. And 100 is like the number where I'm like, all right, I don't care anymore. We're good.
Perfect.
So yeah, we're good to go there.
Well, send me a
Now
flyer so I
talking
can
about
post for the next few days.
okay, and the Autopia 2099 Instagram account does like a countdown
Okay,
post every day.
perfect.
But you can just go and scroll one of those and either copy, paste it, share it, whatever you want to do. Or if you need like actual files, I can send too. But non-electric car stuff. I think last time we spoke, I had the Porsche behind me. I think
What was that?
GT3. I recently, in between since then, I had the R8 Spider.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
I didn't post that much with it. So I don't like to stack press cars. I hate when they overlap because I want to give I have less time to drive them these days due to my Auto Trader stuff. So I hate cars just sitting there. I hate multiple cars sitting there. I messed up my schedule where there was a 2 day window where three cars overlapped. So I had the Acura Integra, I had the 911 GT3 Touring, and I had an R8 Spider. That poor Acura
Yeah,
collected dust for
totally.
2 days. Actually, I let my wife drive it because we were worried about the Mazda, so she used it for a day.
Worried about the Mazda after you worked on
Yes, but we drove it the 30 miles and the code's cleared and it hasn't come back. So we didn't did we talk about we talked about that last time, right? Yeah, that must have been the last time we podcasted when the Mazda was shit in the bed and the Porsche was here. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, I changed packs, or I changed coil packs and plugs, and it hasn't come back. So we'll see.
All right.
I still think it could, but because I think it could potentially be injection, but it hasn't done shit. So I had that window. Porsche went away. Drove the Acura for a little bit, and then the R8 came. And I don't remember the R8. I don't remember the last time I drove a Spider. I know I never had an issue sitting inside the coupe, It was not comfortable.
Really?
I couldn't, and I know I'm tall, but I can fit in anything.
But I mean,
I've said this
why didn't you
before.
just drop the top?
It was better with the top, but because it's hot as fuck out. And I'm not a convertible guy. I look at this skin, man. This is some pasty shit. I was just about to say, like, yo, you're a light-skinned black guy. You gotta have that top up too.
I can burn easily, but if I wear the proper SPF, like I tan nicely and evenly, but
Yeah.
yeah, I feel your pain, dude. Like if I don't take precaution, yeah, I'll get burned in like 2 hours.
Yeah, no, I'll get burned. I'm Irish. I've literally had two moles removed. So I don't like to fuck around. And the scars they leave are just like
Oh,
disgusting. The amount
really?
of skin they have to take. Oh,
Oh
dude, it
man,
looks
so I
like
got this one that's been growing like wildfire, and I gotta get that checked out.
that one's pretty surface though. Like I'm not gonna show it on the podcast, but
Yeah, don't lift your
I got
shirt
something.
or
Yeah.
pull your pants out.
The timing of that video move was awesome. I have one here. Actually, fuck it. I don't give a shit. I got, oh, where is it? I'm gonna pull the camera down.
Sorry
Right there, that
for you
scar.
viewers.
But look at that thing.
I can't see shit.
Oh, yeah. This is a scar. That wasn't my nip.
Oh man.
It looks like I was stabbed with a sword.
Damn.
Yeah,
They don't
it's a
just like
shit.
ice them off? What do they do?
No, they cut a layer. They went well below to get the whole thing out. Like, and it wasn't cancerous, but they were just precautious. And it was
Sure.
like the doctor took so much and did a real shitty job sewing me back up. And I had it done in Newport Beach, where I thought they'd be like real careful about
Gotta go to Colombia,
it.
bro.
Dude, I'm gonna go to
Go to
TJ.
Mexico,
I
go to
don't know.
Brazil.
Yeah, somewhere else. Yeah, Newport Beach though. You'd think they'd like care about how you, but
Totally.
fuck, that chick massacred me.
Damn.
So driving it. Top up, the engine noise absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And I typically don't like V10s.
What?
I don't think the Viper is a good sounding car.
No, Viper is the worst sounding car ever, but a Viper is not
Right.
representative of V10s. You got LFA, you got every Gallardo, Huracan, the R8, like, dude, like.
I think the Viper has soured me on the idea of V10 noise, but when you say LFA, yeah, that's one of the best sounding cars of all time. And then Gallardo, Huracan, and R8. This R8 was like a reminder because I mean I haven't driven that car in so long. It's a dated car these days now
Sure.
too, you know. Even though they slap some of the newer looking Audi infotainment in there, but it's clearly on its last legs until they make it electric, which is the next step for that car. That noise though, man,
Yeah,
holy
dude.
shit. It was so it and this is the performance rear wheel drive version.
Oh, interesting.
So the rear wheel drive
I
now
think
is
it's
the
really weird that
base.
they even offer a rear-wheel drive R8.
Well, they did as a limited one. Remember that a couple years ago they did the RWS was a special edition rear wheel drive and they only made a few of them.
Right.
Now it's not limited. You can get it and it's $50,000 cheaper
Well,
than the
there's that.
Quattro.
I don't think they removed $50,000 worth of drivetrain and technology, but there's
No,
got to be
they
a
do cut out a
significant
lot though.
savings in order to entice somebody to buy a rear-wheel drive Audi. Like,
They cut out a surprising amount, to be honest, but you can piece a lot of it back in with options.
right, but who is that
So
for?
like
Like, why? I know they
I think
make
it's a
rear-wheel
more
drive
hardcore buyer.
Huracans, but like, yeah, like I don't know. I just feel like an R8 buyer is typically more conservative, values all-wheel drive, handling, and traction. Like, I really didn't even know that was a thing, and I don't remember the
Yeah.
RWS. I'm befuddled. This is just weird to me.
Yeah. I think the RWS was a 1 year only special model, and everybody's like, wow, they made a rear wheel drive R8, and now it's the base model, and you can get it in coupe and convertible, and then you can get the Quattro in coupe and convertible. And they're all performance versions, and the rear wheel drive has a little bit less power, but it also has a little bit less weight, obviously. But it doesn't get the larger wheels, it doesn't get the ceramics, it doesn't get there's a few other things it doesn't get, but I think you can literally go in and just check boxes and put it right back there. But it's like $51,000 cheaper. It's fucking crazy. However, the Spider I had which started at like 160, was optioned to 186. So it was $4,000 more expensive than that Porsche I had. And there's no chance.
Yeah.
I mean, it's GT3 Touring. Yeah. All, I mean, insane.
But you could probably buy that Audi close to sticker. You're not going to pay anywhere near sticker for a GT3.
No, nowhere close. The lowest markup would be 25.
25? I thought 100,000. Everything I've heard, no, I've heard up to 300,000. So I thought the bare minimum.
I know someone who has one on order and had a deal with the dealer at MSRP, and the car arrived and they wanted 25 more, and he told them to go fuck themselves.
And so, did he get the car?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Because somebody, back and forth,
cause somebody else will deposit. Pay 100,000 minimum for it.
100, yeah, totally. But they have his deposit, and they can't give it back to him unless they sell the car out from under him, but they probably don't want to give him that deposit. And he's not budging because he's like, no, motherfuckers, we said this.
That's kind of foolish. They'll get all their money. I mean, it's a total dick move, but everybody's doing that these days on anything, you know, desirable and hard to get. They don't give a fuck. Here, take your deposit back, and I'm going to take another $200,000 from this idiot that has no patience.
Right. On the flip side, though, I think he's bought two other Porsches through them.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, yo, we should give this guy the car.
Totally.
But yes, I hear you. So R8 Spyder, I don't remember it being as uncomfortable as it was, but I didn't hate driving it. The engine noise is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Now, on the flip side, all those cars went away, the cool cars, and a car has shown up 2 days ago.
All the cool cars are gone. Yeah.
It's been replaced by another cool car, one that I've wanted to drive, but with a much lower sticker price. The Z.
Oh,
I've got the Z.
Right. Nice. Are those cars all 6-speed manual or?
No. Mine's an automatic.
Oh, okay.
Is
it full automatic? It's not dual clutch or anything cool? Just like straight
no,
up.
No, it's torque converter. 9-speed. It's their 9-speed.
Okay.
I really will need to drive a manual after this because I'm enjoying the car. There, you can still feel that it's not an all new car.
Yeah,
that's not a bad thing. The engine is fantastic. I really like the engine. The interior feels much better, but there's still some things where like the backup camera resolution isn't as good as it could be. But the big letdown on the car, the specific car I'm driving, is that the gearbox is just lazy.
Yeah.
You said it's a good
the Nissan 9-speed. Like, I'm not familiar with Nissan's gearboxes. Like, what else do they use that in? Like, they don't, technology share with any other manufacturer?
I don't think they share it with anybody else, but they, minus, you know, the people within their own family. But it's actually a good transmission because it replaced CVTs in a lot of vehicles. So like the new Pathfinder, instead of having a CVT, has this 9-speed and it works great in the Pathfinder. I forget if the Frontier gets it or not. Cause the Frontier is great too with a great engine. Does the Frontier get the 9-speed? Nissan got rid of CVTs, got this 9-speed and does great things. But in the Z, it's just fucking lazy, even if you put the car in sport mode, where it should be more aggressive. So I just drive it with the paddles, which solves the problem, but it's not a DCT.
Right.
It's not an aggressive gearbox in a car that you want to be aggressive.
Does it do any auto rev match or anything like that?
No.
Like downshift flips, anything?
No. And sometimes it's a little lazy, and then you'll catch it off guard in some instances. And then you'll be like, oh, there was a hint of turbo lag there because the transmission wasn't fucking playing right. And then when you're coming to a stop, sometimes if you're shifting it yourself and you bring it down to first, there's like a weird like shove. So like, it's not great. I would imagine it's a very different experience with a manual because it's a manual.
Right.
So I got to try that. But the rest of the car has been very pleasant. Someone was telling me that they heard from Matt Farah that if you're over 6 feet, you can't fit in the car. I'm 6'3", I fit. Would you just lose your lights?
Yeah, I think I'm just going to be in the dark for the rest of this episode because...
It's not bad.
This plug is hot as shit. like, I don't know what happened, but the ring light just went out and the plug is hotter than a motherfucker.
You got enough light in there. Throw your glasses back on if you need them.
Honestly, it helps.
Your artwork is nicely lit. Yeah. I feel like because I'm in my garage, I'm fucking sweating. So you can see that shit on camera.
I'm sweating too. I don't have central airs. I have just like a swamp cooler. And it's been humid and warm lately. So I've been having that thing cranked, but it's so loud. Like there's no way I could have that on right now.
Oh, yeah. I got a little desk fan that is a lifesaver right here, which we usually clip to the edge of the Peloton to like spray in your face when you're riding the bike.
Nice.
So I got the Z, mentioned the Z, talked about the other cars. Z's good. What do we get next week besides the Porsche? There was something. Oh, tomorrow I get the NSX.
Type S. Yeah.
Yeah. And today, I can't talk about it. I went to Acura today to their design studio to look at a bunch of shit that they're going to show at Pebble that I cannot talk about. So, including
thanks for the teeth.
Something that I think there's spy photos and camo photos of their race car for LMDH.
What is that LMDH?
It's the new.
So it's IMSA, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's IMSA, and it's the fuck kind of cars? I guess you call them prototypes. It's a class designed to entice more automaker support. Cadillac showed their car off recently.
Bro, we haven't talked about that, but that like is the sexiest race car I think I've ever seen.
I think, is Porsche doing LMDH as well?
I think so. I think I saw like some prototype, like veiled prototype they were testing, but god damn.
And then I saw Acura's today.
Nice.
Which hasn't been, it's been shown in camo. And I saw it in like what it's going to look like. And I can't say what I even thought about it, but so I'll leave it at that. They're revealing a bunch of shit at Monterey Car Week. That's why they had a handful of journalists to look at a bunch of shit. But there's other stuff that's actually more interesting than the race car that I also can't talk about, including something I'm very excited about. I'm just going to stop because I'm just going to stop. So what's going on in your car world? We haven't talked in a bit. What's happening at the speakeasy?
Not much happening at the speakeasy per se, but it's the same trope that I've discussed for probably like the last 6 weeks. I'm getting the Tahoe ready to sail. I replaced the windshield because it had like a couple rock chips and shit. Okay. It was an original windshield, so it had like 26, 27 years of, you know, just like pitting, like dotting, you know, sandblasting. So I drove it for the first time with the new windshield a couple weeks ago, and it's like driving a brand new truck. Like, it's just like, oh my god, like I'm not blinded when the sun is like directly in my face. Like, I can actually see, and my visor does something, and it's like, I don't know, it's refreshing. I also changed, I don't know if I talked about this before, but like months ago I replaced the steering rag joint with the U-joint.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And that improved the steering and steering feel and like braking response, because like the truck used to just like wag lane to lane when I'd stand on the brakes. Like, now it just tracks straight. But when I originally did that, I didn't realize that you could put the steering shaft on off center. So like my steering wheel was like this to go straight.
Oh.
And like I haven't really driven the truck in the last couple months, but I drove it a couple weekends ago and it was just like super annoying. So I fixed that, and like now like track straight, but I realized my like toe is way out, so I got to get it aligned. So tomorrow I'm going to get it small, get it aligned, and I actually have a paintless dent removal guy coming to take out two or three door dings. So it's like I'm gonna detail it and clean it up as best I can. There's like, yeah, I really want to either do dryest blast or steam clean underneath. Like, there's no rust, there's no dirt, but I just want it like as like spick and span and original looking as possible when I put this thing up for sale, because it really is like the cleanest of these trucks that I've ever seen. So I just kind of want to accentuate that and make it obvious, and like, you know, let the pictures and, you know, the visuals do the talking. But
that's awesome.
It's gotta go.
That's gonna be amazing.
I just don't drive it. Like, you know, last weekend I packed a huge dresser, like a big three drawer dresser, in the back of the Audi, because I didn't feel like going to get the Tahoe out of storage and to go like 15 miles north up to, like straight up to 710. I was like, I'm not gonna go like all the way to what, well, to wherever it is and then go back up here. I was just like, nah, I measured because I had the exact same dresser already, so it was just basically buying a match. So I measured out and it was like, oh, it'll fit by like half an inch. And with the seats folded flat, I pulled up. The guy had like a Jeep and he was like at a storage unit and like he had a pickup truck and he was just like, you like, how are you going to do this? And then I hit the hatch and he was like, oh, I didn't know this is a hatchback. And then you fold the seats flat and it's just like the thing does everything. I took a set of wheels over to the speakeasy today. It's just like, it, I don't need the Tahoe and I just feel bad. Like it's just
Yeah,
like this thing
that's awesome.
does everything. And I went to Good Vibes Breakfast Club 2 weeks ago with it, like with my buddy
Nice.
Justin, who just bought back his GT3. He has a 991.1
Right.
GT3. We ripped and like he couldn't run away from me, like I could run away from him. Like he didn't want to push his car as hard as I did, but you know, like the car just performs. And it's like the worst thing to happen to my Mustang is that I get like a fast, fun daily driver. First it was my Hellcat, now it's the Audi, and I'm just like, yeah, I don't really feel like working on that. I don't feel like doing anything. Like I have AC, I can pretty much hang with anything, like in the canyons, on the freeway, and it's just
Right.
like
But once you get rid of the Tahoe,
I'm gonna spend some money on the
you'll
Mustang
be
and the Lincoln and like get those two drivable. Like that's the priority. And that's why I don't want to replace the Tahoe with anything. It's like I have these two cars that could be
Yeah,
super fun to
no.
drive. So
Right. Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you.
finally, I think in the next few days, like I'll actually list this thing, stop talking about it.
Yeah, I'm talking to a friend of the show about buying the Jag from me. Just to move on. I'm ready. And they know all the things with it, so they know what they're doing if they're buying it. So we'll see. We'll see. That's cool. Let's slide over to some questions. We got Twitter. We only got one on Instagram, and it was from Matt Valbuena, who just asked when we're all gonna all get together for lunch.
Yeah, we've been trying,
And
dude. My last 2 weeks have been
he's
crazy.
going to Good Vibes tomorrow.
He is?
And I might go to, I think I might go to Good Vibes
I
tomorrow.
can't tomorrow. I have my PDR appointment. I have an early morning meeting as well, so that sucks. I mean,
Yeah, no,
go have fun. Like, enjoy it. It doesn't suck,
I
but
know.
I would say grab a snack
It's so
and a
far from here.
coffee at the bottom of the hill before you cruise up, because I didn't know this, but Newcombs is closed. Like, so
Oh.
you can't get breakfast up
Yeah,
there.
yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Right. No, people are supposed to bring donuts and coffee. Yeah, they say
Exactly.
bring
And
donuts and coffee.
there was some donuts and coffee, but I was just like, I feel bad. Like, you know, it's like there wasn't that much, and I was just like, dude,
Right.
let's go eat a proper breakfast. So we just bombed back down the
Yeah. Got it. You thought you could, yeah, it's been closed for a while.
Yeah.
Someone bought
Unawares.
it. First question, Greg Kachaturian at Greg C. Catch. On the latest TST podcast with Bo Bachman of Galpin Motors, they geeked out over the glass floor they put in his Porsche store, which has a Porsche 962 parked underneath. What fun, weird, creative gimmick would you want in your dealership? My gimmick would be selling at MSRP, which is very funny. If I was going to have a car dealership, I'd probably, I don't know. It'd be cool to have. I miss when Land Rover dealerships used to have
Like
the
the
slight off-road course out front. Yeah.
It was always cool to see them
Where you
park like crazy and like with one wheel off the
good serious
ground, like
angle.
yeah, like
Yeah.
showing articulation and everything. Yeah.
Yep. And I don't think they do those anymore. I haven't seen one of those in so long.
Yeah, I'd agree.
So that'd be my gimmick, because my other gimmick would be like, oh, I'd have a beer and wine bar and be like, nah, I can't do that at a car dealership.
Oh man, I don't know. Like, I feel like car dealers are so gimmicky. Like, I don't
That's
know.
true.
Like, and it's all, I don't want to say in poor taste, but it's all like fucking dog and pony show, and like none of it is really. I don't know. To me, none of it is really cool. The only thing that, and it's also a Galpin dealership, was their Aston Martin dealer. They have a vault. And like
Yeah.
you can take delivery of your car from the vault, like, you know, it's like a
The car
James
like
Bond thing.
spins
Yeah,
and
and it's
shit.
like,
Yeah.
all right, like that's kind of cool, like, you know, harkening back to like the 007, you know, connection and that kind of stuff. Like it's like
Sure.
taking delivery of your car from Q. But I don't know, other than that, like I'm like, the less bullshit the better. Just sell me the car at a reasonable price and, you know, fuck all the bullshit. Like I don't want a dealer
Yeah.
experience. I want to show up, sign papers, drive away.
Yeah.
And I think that's what most people want.
You're out in an hour. My gimmick is you're out in an hour. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I bought cars. I've spent less than 15 minutes in the dealer, like taking delivery of a car before. And that was amazing. Like, I don't have the patience for it. So the less, the better. The champagne and all the fucking bullshit. Fuck that. Just give me my keys. Let me sign my paper. Here's my insurance. I'm out of here.
I hear you there. That's a good one. Oliver Picard asks at the Ollie Picard, what's your automotive one that got away? I don't have that many of those stories, but the one I still think about is when I could have bought the Range Rover Classic Hunter Edition for like $2,500, which is like the entry level model. And, but I got the Montero instead, and the Range Rover would have needed work, right. But based on what we've done with the Montero, I should have got the Range Rover would now be worth more, but actually by a lot.
You could have spent fucking twice what it was worth just to have a vehicle worth that much. This thing is,
But
I mean, I know it's decontented, but there's still just so many issues and so many things that go wrong with those.
Yeah, but what's gone into the Montero would have made that not much more palatable, so it's not a big deal. Do you have an automotive one that got away?
Not one in particular, but I should have bought a Pantera like 10 years ago. Just like even a basket case, like, you know, for 20, 30 grand. Like, that's my only automotive regret, because within like 3 years, like, they doubled in price, and within 5 years, they fucking quadrupled in price. And, you know, I'm going to have one day, but it's like it gets further and further out of reach. And it's like I got to sacrifice more and more and sell more and more of like the cars that I have in order to be able to afford that. So it's a car that I will own someday, but I regret not having jumped on one sooner, because it's going to be much more costly, and especially to find the one that I want, which is like a pre-L car with like the chrome bumpers, like tiny chrome bumpers and shit.
Oh.
So
yeah, that's a
good there was a lot of them that went, you know, sifted through my hands, but whatever, I wasn't ready.
No. At Chromosome, what's your favorite mundane run-of-the-mill car, i.e. favorite appliance? For example, I'm really fond of the 99 to 2001 Toyota Corolla. I'm in my 30s and don't remember seeing a new one, but I've never seen one completely dead. They just run forever and they'll outlive us all. I agree. I think if I needed like a run-of-the-mill appliance car, it'd either be a Mazda 2 or a Honda Fit.
If I can give two answers like you did, then mine would be the Honda Element, because I named that shit. We know that.
That's a good one. That's right.
But besides that, I think the new Civic like is just the best looking. I mean, I guess they're hatchbacks, but like I don't love the CTR. Like I don't think that's like, I think it's too toned down. I think it's too blasé and like too plain relative to the last generation, but like
that, we haven't talked the about Civic, that on
like
the show,
no, we haven't. The Civic Si is like one of the most handsome like sedans that is for sale today. I mean, there's very few sedans compared to 10 years ago, but like every time I see one, and I've seen a few that are just lowered with wheels, and like every time I see one, I think it's an Audi, and I'm like, what is that? And I try and get closer, and I'm like pleasantly surprised. I'm like, fuck, that's a Civic. Like, that shit looks good.
I just changed the title of this episode because we're going to talk about the Type R now.
Okay.
Because I think it looks so much better than the last one. Because the last Type R looked like a robot dildo.
okay.
It is an amazing car to drive. Like, it shouldn't be as good as it is, especially on those rubber band tires. The ride should be punishing, and it's not. Yeah. It's not at all. What that car puts over 300 horsepower down to the front wheels. And it's not ripping your arms off with torque steer. It just goes. It's excellent. The new car is already faster on a racetrack, they've said, than the old one, which is great. Great news. And I think because it's on the 11th gen, the 11th gen Civic, as you were saying, is excellent, an excellent machine. And I thought the Type R, the FK8, was just supremely overstyled. It's this era of design we're in where, so the Type R, the new Tundra, the new Colorado they just released.
C8.
You know,
the C8 is a classic example of overstyling to me.
Overstyled. And it doesn't need to be. and we're I think we're going to relax back from it. A good example of that is I have, not to get off the Type R because we're going to come back to Type R, but like I don't love the Mercedes EQS styling. Mm-mm. However, Mercedes is always ahead of the curve a little bit, and I think that very soft, that's much softer styling, they're like trying stuff out there, and once they clean that up and meld like current S-Class with SQS and clean those designs, because the new S-Class is great. Yeah. That's a very clean design. So if they un-EQS the EQS a little bit, you know, somewhere in between, we'll be good to go. Type R, though, I think it looks so much better. I think it looks awesome.
I think it's a more attractive vehicle, but I think for what it is, it's like, I don't know, it's hard to go to pull back. Like, we had that extreme boy racer look, and like, I hated it at first. I was like, that's totally silly. I can't understand why anybody would spend $50,000 for something that looks like that. Like, it's over the top. I didn't really want to be seen in one, but like, I got to admit that like, I have a coworker that has one. He downsized to 18s. He had T37s on it, and like, they were like 11s in the front with like a 305 tire, like 305 or 315, something crazy. And like, that like shifted my perception, because I'm just like, you know, that thing's beefy and like, it's like stance right. And like, I totally fell in love with that chassis and that style, that body style, when I didn't expect to. But I feel like this one is just like too mundane. Like, if given the choice, I would definitely choose the facelifted car, the new car, but it's just so plain. Like, I just want a little bit more. Just like, so the wing like almost disappears because it's painted black. So it's like, maybe that's
almost,
all I need.
I'd almost pull the wing off.
Right. Like, it's
and sleeper that car up.
Maybe that's the way.
However, on the flip side, I'm really excited to see what SEMA does with the car. Mm. So like, I like that Honda's been like, all right, the palette, you know, here's our, take the car in championship white, and it's literally a blank, you know, palette.
Yeah.
Whereas the last car was like, good luck adding to this, totally. You know, like, oh, you could put dive planes on it.
Right.
You know,
yeah, that'll be but interesting, but Honda pulled out of SEMA. So I don't know what, you know, maybe they're supplanting.
I mean, they'll be tuners,
their,
though.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe they're supplanting their presence there with, you know, supplying cars to tuners and letting them modify. But, like, honestly, like, I wouldn't be surprised if those cars didn't make it to SEMA. Like, if Tokyo Auto Salon is the real kind of, like, aftermarket debut. I mean, I don't know. When's the car supposed to go on sale?
When is, because Auto Salon's every other year, right?
No, Auto Salon's every year, but it's in, like, second week of January.
Okay.
And I just feel like there's going to be, obviously, there's going to be more JDM aftermarket support than USDM.
We got to find a sponsor to send us to Tokyo Auto Salon and do a show from Tokyo Auto
Let's
Salon.
Let's go, bro. Let's go.
Yo, tell your bosses to spend some money. Man, fuck. You don't want to cross those streams, though.
No, you know, the problem is that they, whatever marketing money they do spend, it goes to Hoonigan. I mean, it's not a problem, but like, the market, like,
no,
Hoonigan is our marketing arm. So, you know, it's like,
that's true.
They're going to do whatever they're going to do. And that's, you know, our marketing spend for the year. So that, I have no influence. That's true. I have no influence. I can't tell anybody.
I hear you. Well, call your buddy Mike. Let's go drink beers in Tokyo. I bought beer. Did you see they came out with beer?
Another one?
They came out with three new beers.
We're talking about Run the Jewels.
You can order them online now.
Oh, yes. Really? Well, who's the
Run the Jewels?
Who's the brewery or ease?
Three different breweries. Each one's a different brewery. One of them was sold out, so I only got two out of the three. But I ordered them, so I got some Run RTJ beer coming.
What are they?
And they had some more expensive gift packs where it was like, get the beer and these glasses and this hoodie for like $125. And I'm like, no, definitely not. You guys don't need my support, man.
Yeah, like,
it is. I know.
The problem is, like, I have the same problem with The Weeknd and Run the Jewels. It's like, they come out with so much merch, like, quarterly, seasonally, monthly, and I'm like, I want to support you, but I can't buy everything. Yeah. Like, what do I look like, wearing Run the Jewels or The Weeknd shit every single day of my life? Like,
because I'm not like, the guy who wears the band stuff all the time.
Yeah.
I have one RTJ shirt that I wear, which was like they designed it to support LGBTQ. And I was like, that's fucking dope. I'll buy that. I almost wear it because every now and then, this is terrible. I wear it sometimes when I'm like, I wonder if anybody's going to like say something to me. Because it has like,
I feel like a heart. If anybody recognizes RTJ, they're going to be, they're going to be a fan and it's going to be nothing but love. You know, it's not
right.
Like
no.
The Proud Boys are going to see you walking down the street in Laguna Niguel and be like, hey, fuck is that?
Yeah, no, because it has the rainbow colors on it. So I'm always curious. And that's not the reason I bought it. I didn't buy it to start shit, but when I do wear it, I'm like, I wonder if someone, because I do live in Orange County where there's a bunch of assholes. But it's a mix because there's also a bunch of assholes.
Not entirely assholes. But some of the biggest assholes I know do live in Orange County.
Yeah, yeah. There was some Capitol rioters.
Has that distinction. Yeah, for sure. No, I mean, they're just dickheads, like, regardless of political affiliation. But they're just dickheads.
Sure. Yeah. So yes, I don't even own Pearl Jam t-shirts right now. I have in the past. But like I'm a member of the Pearl Jam fan club because it gives you better ticket access.
Right.
And if they give you you get a new t-shirt design every year. And I usually just give it to my daughter to wear as like a pajama t-shirt.
Nice. Yeah.
And we based one of a Hooniverse t-shirt off of a Pearl Jam song. That was what I really wanted to do. I started to do it with Blip Shift. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm just digressing everywhere.
Digressing, we're expounding.
Well, no, this is good because I didn't come into this one with an outline like I usually do. So this is going to be one of those ones that I thought we'd be in and out in 35 minutes, and it's like 1:45. So
I got nowhere to be.
We did a spin. So there's a Pearl Jam song called Spin the Black Circle, which is about, it's a fast song, and it's because Pearl Jam was vinyl. So Spin the Black Circle is vinyl song. And we did Spin the Black Circle, but made it a tire.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I mean, it's actually kind of brilliant.
We've done another one.
I mean, what the fuck was the song about? If not a tire.
It's literally about playing a record, the feel of playing a record. It's like grab the needle, pull it down. Dropping it down, oh so gently.
Okay, hold on, bro.
There it goes. That's all
for all that.
I haven't had enough tequila to sing the full song at full volume.
I haven't had enough to listen to you.
Song. I will send you Spin the Black Circle later. Please. It's literally a love song to vinyl, but aggressively.
Much
so.
Like then the we did beer that you shared with me, I think you know any song suggestions might pique my interest.
Did we talk about that?
Yes.
How I nailed it?
We did.
Okay. All right. Because I told someone that story and I was very proud of myself. And then we did one we did a Pink Floyd style shirt, Dark Side of the Hoon, which inadvertently.
Oh, dude. I want to see that.
I've never seen that.
Where it's
two tire tracks coming in and then like the Prism logo.
Yeah, but I mean,
and
I've never seen
inadvertently.
The shirt.
Uh-huh. Inadvertently could have been like an LGBTQ support shirt because the colors coming out of the prism. And then I actually had someone I'm friends with on the internet who runs an account called Queer for Gears. Mm-hmm. It's like, can you reissue that shirt? I was like, for you? Yes. And I reached out to Blipshift even though I hadn't asked if I could do it yet. I'm like, hey, can we rerun the shirt? And they're like, yeah. So we did it, reran
you
that
did
shirt
it twice and I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Dude, let's go again.
I mean, it's you. If you go to Blipshift, you can see it. You just can't buy it.
I don't
want to
just
see
it. I want to buy it. I want to support it. I want to sell it. I mean, I don't want to make money off of it.
Have one. Just have. It's funny because I've had friends who aren't like hardcore car people who will see me post a shirt who are like just friends, right. Not like car people friends and this and that. And they're like yo, that shirt's cool. Can you get me one? And I'm like, yeah, I'll get you one. But I don't tell them, like, I have to buy it.
Right.
I don't have stock of these shirts. I go to blipshift.com and I order the fucking shirt.
Wait, can you still order it? Like,
that one? No.
Yeah.
No. But I want to come up with more music. I really love doing that. The music-related shirts. Yeah.
There was a time early.
Oh, well, let me know. There was a time on Instagram where you could get away with short videos with copywritten music, mm-hmm. where they weren't like hunting for it, and I wanted to become like the Cameron Crowe of like short, because Cameron Crowe is big into the music. Well, so is Edgar Wright, but Cameron Crowe, you know, I'm thinking like Vanilla Sky and Almost Famous.
Right.
He's really big on the music
Yeah.
into it. I wanted to do that with car stuff. I even did one with RTJ that I think you said you like sent to Killer Mike
I don't remember. What was it?
years ago. It was like the first, I think it was the first time I drove the current NSX. And like it was slow motion walking up to the door, and it was an RTJ song off RTJ3. If I can find it, I'll send it to you. It's not on Instagram anymore because every now and then, to even today, every now and then, I'll get a notice from like this video has been pulled, and it's like a video that was like 6 years ago. I'm like, okay, whatever. Which even though technically there's people posting copyrighted shit all the time now,
Yeah,
if you do
totally.
it in a
In
certain
reels,
way.
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. If I like re-uploaded this as a reel, to be like, sweet, run it.
I get the same thing. I get some videos that like I took and posted, but that were like behind the scenes of like the Ooh La La video when I drove Mike's Grand National 2 set. Like I'll post, like I've posted videos set to the soundtrack of the song. And it's been pulled like three or four times, and every time it's like Universal Music or whoever the fuck like, says you can't do this, and they're like, you can appeal and like state your appeal, and like my appeal is like I'm friends with the artist and they said it's totally cool. Like every time it gets like reissued, like or like republished, like it gets like put back, and like, but I swear like every 6 months to 12 months, like since 2020, when I originally posted that video, like it gets taken down. I appeal and they repost it, and it's no big deal. And I'm just like, there's no way that like somebody's reading this and be like, oh, okay, yeah, he's friends with the artist. Like, okay, cool, switch it back on. Like, it's just like, you could say
It's just
anything.
literally the action
Yeah,
of appealing.
exactly. You appeal, you write some words, you put some letters, and they're just like, ah, fuck it. All right. This guy thinks he has
I
fucking
gotta start
rights.
doing that
Yeah,
then.
do it.
That's funny. Because I've had stuff done to like Nirvana. I've had stuff done to like a bunch of shit. And yeah, they were up for a while. As long as I kept them, I think the rule that, or at least the internet myth was like, keep it to 15 seconds and you can get away with
Oh, yeah, that's
anything.
probably true. And like have some
And
background
it
noise.
wasn't.
Oh, no.
No, it went. That's when they started like, but I think there's still some up, I'm sure, but some are probably more aggressive than other. But yeah, I had some fun ones for a while. And then where the fuck was I going? We bought the RTJ beer. We're supporting our friends, talking about gay rights and t-shirt designs. Let's move on to the next question because I can't remember.
Yeah, I feel like we're right
Here's a
on
question
target.
from IDK at Omaron Sec. Sorry if I'm saying that however you meant to be said. Will the Raptor R release bring down the price of the previous gens? Short answer, no.
No.
Long answer, nope. No, because the Raptor R is almost like a different animal. That's like asking, will G63 prices bring down the price of
Right.
G550s? No.
That or
No.
GT3 versus GT3 RS. No, like they're
No.
different audiences, different like exclusivity is much higher with the Raptor R and like performance. Like you got to be a hardcore, just big dick swinging motherfucker to step up to the R. Like it's totally unnecessary and it's just bragging rights over the TRX. Even if it doesn't make more power, it's power to weight and like it's gonna perform better, but. They'll sell every single one for whatever fucking price they want, just like Dodge has.
What are you doing right
I made a
now?
drink.
Oh, I didn't hear what you said when you were getting up.
I didn't
It
say
sounded like
anything.
you were like banging cans
Well,
around.
yeah, poured soda into my vodka. And
Okay, all right. That Raptor R though, it's funny because I'm about to get up and get something. Well, that Raptor R though, man, that looks fucking sick.
it looks sick, but like it didn't even sound that crazy in the video clips that I saw. So like, I mean, I'm a big fan of a supercharged V8 pickup. Like I think that's rad as fuck. But it's like they don't need to make any concessions. Like there's and nobody's gonna like current Raptor owners are not gonna sell en masse to pick up the V8. Like their trucks are
It's
great.
such a jump.
Yeah. It's a
It's
huge
such a
jump.
jump. Because yeah, it's such a jump. And just it, you
It's
just
just
reminded me
like
of something else I wanted.
all Raptors hold their value. Like, you know, they're not going to get cheap. Like, you know, even the previous gen, the first gen Raptors with the, especially with 6'2",
6.2.
yeah,
Yeah.
like they're going nowhere as far as
Maybe
depreciation.
the what is it, the five
Yeah,
fours you can
5'4" you can pick up cheap, but like 5'4", like extended cab or whatever, like not the crew cab, like
Yeah.
those are just so undesirable compared to all the others.
That truck's gonna be a fucking
Oh,
monster.
dude.
I finally scheduled the Bronco Raptor. I think I get it sometime in September. I've all like I put in requests to Ford for the Lightning. I think some other shit, the Bronco Raptor, and they're like, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. We'll get as soon as we can get you into it, we'll get you into it. And they're like, I just got an email the other day, like, all right, we can do Bronco Raptor in late September. I was like,
Well, what's the
fuck,
earliest
shit.
anybody else is getting it?
I mean, some people have it now,
Oh, really?
but it's just that everybody wants it, you know, and they got to prioritize. And but I know the one I'm getting is that gorgeous green color. Oh, it looks so good. Kamisa just probably had that one in his drag race video that Haggerty posted, which
I
was
haven't
really
seen
cool.
that
It's an Acura video
yet.
where they drag race the new Integra versus the 97 Type R, and it beats it, as it should.
Yeah, I would hope so.
And then they drag race the Integra against a Jetta GLI and an Elantra N, and it gets fucking worked.
Damn.
The Elantra is amazing. Destroys all of it. It has way more horsepower though. Elantra N has 276.
What's the Integra make?
200.
Oh, damn.
But the Elantra N is the performance
Yeah, of
version.
course.
The Integra is the regular version.
Right.
And they're going to do Type
Yeah,
S.
of
They're
course.
probably going to do Type R, you know. So, but but at the end they also do Integra versus a Bronco Raptor in the dirt.
Wait, are they both in the
Obviously it
dirt?
wins.
The Raptors on the
No,
side
no,
of
no, no, no,
the
no. The Integra's on the straight at Willow,
road.
and the Bronco Raptor's next to it in the dirt on the
That's
straight at Willow.
hilarious.
Yeah. Team Raider Love at Midnight Drifto asks, when is the best time to do a California road trip that encompasses the whole state? And somebody said spring or fall, which is correct.
Sure. I would personally say right before time change in October,
Yeah, that's a good one.
as late in the year before time change as possible, because like you get that extra hour of sunlight. But
Yeah,
it's
and
not too fucking hot.
there's still some surprising heat
Yeah.
that people don't
Right.
realize at the end of fall. Like California gets pretty hot in the fall, which is weird. But
September and
this right
October
now,
typically are hottest months.
yeah, and people don't expect that. And yes, I agree with what you just said. This summer though, it's already hot as fuck.
This summer's weird, man. Like, I don't know about down by you, but here in Long Beach, it's just humid. Like, I've had to run my AC for like the last month when I typically don't have to turn that on until like August, September. Like,
It's not humid here. It's just fucking hot.
hot.
It's wicked hot, bro. Kid.
Kid.
It's fucking wicked hot. Just slamming Sam Adams all fucking day. Craig on McBride asked a boat question, and then he asked if this is the right place, and I said no, and I referred him to Joel Fetter.
But I still
So
want to hear
Joel
it.
Fetter helped him. Any advice for a first-time boat buyer
Oh,
looking
no,
at a
I can't help you with that
2015?
shit.
Okay,
Sorry.
it's okay. I'm gonna stop. He had more. All right. That's what I knew. And then Sean Keeley asks, at what he has three questions. At what electric range does a PHEV begin to make sense and become less of a compromise? I don't think a PHEV, a plug-in hybrid, is a compromise. I think it's a smart decision. Most of the time, most people aren't plugging them in anyway. But I think they need to make at least 30 miles of range to be a proper plug-in.
Are manufacturers just abandoning plug-in hybrids, like with like
I don't think
the
so.
model of the like the range extending like ICE motor? Because like wasn't that like the what the i3 was? Like it the car was never
Oh,
the car was
a
never powered by the internal combustion engine, but the internal combustion
right.
engine basically
Like a Volt.
charged the batteries, right? Like
Right, like a
is
Volt.
that model
That's
abandoned?
called Probably. I think that was a, I'm trying to remember because there's a series hybrid and there's a parallel hybrid. And I think, fuck, I forget the difference. I forget which one's which.
I would imagine series
One is,
is
yeah, maybe it's
it
series that is the one I'm
charges.
thinking of, because the Chevy Volt, the ICE engine never powered the wheels. It only charged the batteries. Right, exactly what you're saying. I haven't heard about those in a while. So yeah, I
Like
don't
the
think
i3
that's
has been
happening.
canceled, the i8's been canceled. I assume it was, a similar situation, even though I'm not certain. Like, so I like a I don't know. Is it
It's
just like,
funny
is it
that
just
the
ruled
i8,
out because of inefficiency, or why have we abandoned
maybe,
that?
because I think also we're switching to platforms that are more global across multiple segments with electrification in mind already. So we don't need to play the packaging games that we're playing. And it's funny you mentioned the i8. I saw one the other day, and it's like, that should have been such a cooler car
Bro.
than it is. Like,
Like,
the design was cool,
it
minus the
was
thing where it looks
the
like a
future.
911's coming out the ass.
Like
Yeah.
the first year that they were out, it was like seeing directly into the future. Like manufacturers can actually make concept cars road legal and like totally like cool and not like watered down. Like, it was
And
so
it was
impressive.
boring. It was boring in a year. It was
Right,
boring in one year.
right. It was like so uninspiring. Like the performance was just so whack. And what did it have, like a three cylinder?
Yeah, something like that. But then also on the flip side, you're like, now you have like Kia with the EV6. You're like, yo, that thing's dope as fuck.
Sure.
And even the other day we were
That thing's
driving
kind of
and Jen was
goofy,
like,
but it's
oh, I love the EV6.
kind of goofy. I was behind one yesterday
I
and
love the EV6. I haven't seen one yet either. I think I f no, I sent it to you. I photoshopped one on rims. I was like, yo, we need to do this.
It
And it looked
did, it
awesome.
did.
Because it was funny, because my wife the other day was like, I think my next car will be electric, which is funny because I wanted her next car to be electric. Not that we're close to it. I was like, oh shit, it's good to hear you say that, because I think your next car should be electric too, because then I'll still have the gasoline stuff. Sean's other question: would you rather have a one GT3 Touring or six new Integras? I mean,
The fuck am I
that's
gonna do with
pretty easy
six of
answer, buddy.
anything, bro? Like,
Smash them
give me
together.
six different cars. Like, give me six cool cars, maybe, but like,
Yeah,
never
not
six
six
of
new
the same
Integras.
thing, especially something as boring as that.
Number three, is Jaguar doomed?
I feel like we talked about this
I don't
before,
know.
but I'm curious your perspective.
I don't know if they're doomed. I just don't know if they have a clear direction at the moment, much like Infiniti, where at least Infiniti can see Nissan is kind of in the process of righting the ship. Nissan is making some good vehicles, some nice interiors. They're ditching CVTs for automatics. They're making some changes that are really, really good in a really good way. And then hopefully that filters to Infiniti, which is just sitting there doing nothing. And you're looking at other brands that Infiniti should be, like
Mean, they literally
Lincoln turned
like
around.
not a new platform, not a new vehicle in like 10 years.
Lincoln is like, yo, we're gonna differentiate a little bit from Ford, but we're gonna make these things nicer. We're gonna make these like tailored suits. We're gonna add electrification. We're gonna do this. And then on the other side, not that Acura got into a little bit of trouble when it was really leaning heavily on that bird beak design, and then they ditched that, and everybody's like, okay, cool. We're cool with Acura again. Everything's fine.
Totally.
You look at Infiniti and you're just like, what the fuck? And then on the Jaguar side of things, it's like almost, I don't want to say it's worse than Infiniti, because I never really looked at it as hardly as I should look at it. Because like on the Land Rover side, I think everything's fine. Like they're doing
Right, that's what I
fine
was just
there.
going to say. Like, if they were to follow their big brother brand, which is Land Rover, like, they would just stop making cars and make SUVs, but then, like, platform sharing,
Yeah.
like, why would I buy a Jaguar over a Range Rover or a Land Rover? Like, that's basically the
And they were
same
even talking
chassis.
about, they were talking about making, Land Rover was talking about making a car. It's like, why don't you just join forces and just become just become like one brand or something and put it all under one. Whereas like it almost
go
it's
back
almost
to
like
the days of Rover when Rover made cars.
Yeah.
But you
Range Rover and Rover.
But yeah, I mean, you can't abandon the Jaguar
the
mark.
The Jag brand is too much. No, you can't. You cannot.
But it's like it became a character of itself. Like, you know, with all the throwback styling in the 90s and the 2000s, like Jaguar definitely appealed to an older crowd who has died off and, you know, are not buying
yes.
cars anymore. So it's like they don't have a connection to a younger audience. Like, I can't think of anybody that's like, fuck yeah, I want a Jaguar. Like, I feel like you accidentally end up with a Jaguar. Yeah, but you have a Jag that's not Jaguar powered.
I ended up with
and
a
like,
Jaguar.
You know, it's like back in the 80s and 90s, like they were sexy, but like they weren't reliable. Like, it was just like, you know, you bought a Jag to make a statement. It was like, you know, you couldn't afford a Rolls Royce or a Bentley, so you bought a Jaguar. Like,
and that statement for me personally is I fucked up. It's funny too, though, because they're even now, they're still good to drive.
Sure,
but and like that the last time I drove an XJ, which I still think is a very cool.
Do they still
car,
make like the XJ? Like, do they still make the I-Pace? Like, I don't even know what Jaguar makes anymore because I don't.
They
see
still
them.
Make the
I-Pace. I don't see anything new on the road other than the F-Pace. No.
Yeah.
F-Type.
No.
F-Type.
You see.
I see,
you
yeah,
see
I do F-Pace. See F-Pace occasionally, but I see F-Type rarely, and, like, that doesn't look better than the original version. Like, the facelifted version
no,
does
doesn't.
Not look better.
They kind of killed the nose of it.
Right.
Yeah. I think they're redesigning the XF. I think they killed the XJ, which is a shame, because even though it's, like, the size of a 7 Series,
that's,
it was the weight of a 5 Series, which is fucking sick.
I mean, an XJ, a big Jaguar sedan, is, like, what they're known for. Like, they should... They should lead with a big fucking sexy sedan, but like it's just not what buyers
they
want
lost,
anymore.
I mean, Ian Callum left,
right?
Who was the main designer guy, and his shit was gold. I saw an E-Pace on the road the other day.
What is E-Pace? It's an SUV, but
it's
what is
smaller than an F-Pace?
Do they still make the I-Pace? Did I get an answer on that?
Yes,
they do.
Yeah. They still make the I-Pace.
That's a goofy
they do.
Fuck.
But it's. I think those are cool and they drive well.
Sure.
But they don't have. They need a bit more range.
Okay.
It's not terrible, but it's not great.
Goofy.
And I don't think the charging speeds are exciting. But I saw an E-Pace, which is this little compact SUV that they make, which I actually went on the launch for.
Mm-hmm.
And a rule of thumb is if you're somewhere. Unless it's a high-end sports car and you're on some exotic racetrack.
Right.
If you're somewhere for a mundane car on an amazing trip, that car is going to be absolute dog shit. I drove the Jaguar E-Pace in Corsica.
Well, yeah.
So...
this looks uninspiring.
It was one of the best press trips I've ever been on for one of the most mediocre cars I've ever
driven. This... I can't imagine being...
I had a whole villa
and all
to myself. I had a whole villa, inside baseball car journalist stuff. I had a whole villa to myself on a private game reserve on the island of Corsica, where for dinner, they're like, we'll pick you up at 8 because it's like miles to the dinner house from where your villa is. I could barely see the other journalist villas scattered on this property. I had my own villa. That was night one.
Where's Corsica?
And then
I don't even know where it is.
It's an island somewhere in the Mediterranean.
Okay.
I forget if it's Italian or French. I think it's Italian. I don't even remember. I don't even fucking remember. But it's fucking dope.
Thank you,
the
Jaguar.
People who live there, the people who live there drive like goddamn maniacs. Like way over the lines on blind curves.
Island Man TT.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. It was, but the trip was the shit. yeah, the car was not. The car was shit.
That looks like a character of a proper SUV.
Yeah, it's like a smashed F-Pace. Yeah. F-Pace SVR is dope, super dope.
Yeah.
But yeah, is Jaguar doomed?
I think so, man. I think without a legit super sedan, like super luxury sedan, I think they're doomed. I think Cadillac is doomed with their Celestique.
It's
Like,
kind of like
I know this is
it's
a
kind of like
weird
ever since.
segue, but like I feel like those brands are so identified and defined by super sedans and like luxury sedans that any if they don't master that, if they don't have that in their portfolio, like nobody's checking for a fast SUV from Jaguar. Like it's just an
Right,
also-ran.
because
Like
they just go to Land
what?
Rover. You know what's funny? You know what I think kind of killed Jag? Genesis. Because Jag is always less than
Totally.
all the Germans. They were less than the Germans. But the level of interior luxury was always like top-notch. And the driving experience was good when the car was running well. But now you have Genesis, which offers, E-class and S-class levels of stuff or near it
And they're more
first.
opulent, like more designed, more not necessarily refined, but they're more like nouveau riche. So like they kind of like they just interiors are like overdone. So it's like whereas Jaguar is like all leather and wood, like they're like leather, aluminum, like pleated and diamond stitch interiors. Like they go after that kind of like old world luxury in a new redefined way. So I would totally agree. Like they kind of
So they'll get the younger customer with a little bit of money. They're adding electrification to some of them already. The G80, it's going to have electrification. I get that car in a couple weeks, actually. They just redid the G90. I get the GV60 in a few weeks, which looks dope as
All of them
like
do. I'm a big fan
it.
of every Genesis. Like I think
Their concept cars are sick. Their designs are sick. Their designs stand on their own. You look like for a while it was like, oh, that kind of looks like this. That kind of looks like this. No, that's a Genesis. That the wheels are like almost look 3D printed. In some aesthetics. The downfall of Jag might be the rise of Genesis.
Yeah, I would 100%
That'd be a
agree with
good
you.
fucking story.
I think
I should pitch that to Road and Track.
they definitely filled a void left by Jaguar. I would agree with that. Like I feel like there's Jaguar had the opportunity to appeal to a younger, more enthusiastic clientele that wanted a driving experience matched with like luxury appointments, and I definitely agree that Genesis has filled that void.
And I forget if I said this earlier, I might have, but it's very much like almost a Stellantis situation where like Jeep crushes it, Chrysler, who the fuck wants to buy one? But speaking of Land Rover, I have been invited to defend my off-road adventure win
That was the thing you did last year
next month.
with Lindsey Vonn,
Where we won.
where we won.
My team has been invited to defend our
Nice.
victory at an event in Vermont. And I did a group message to my other two teammates, Brian Dorr from Explore Elements and Tread Magazine, and Tommy Micah from TFL, which is a huge YouTube family of channels. And they both said they're in. Let's
Nice.
fucking do it. So stay tuned. We might be doing that. I just got to figure out my own schedule, but I think we can make it work. So that should be good. But to answer your question, Sean, yeah, Jack might be doomed because of Genesis. And it's their own fault.
Just sneak that in.
Genesis evolved. What else do we have going on? What else, anything coming up exciting?
Well, next week, Autotopia.
Besides that, we talked about that. I'm good. Now that I have nearly 100 tickets, I don't need to stress about it as much.
And yeah, I don't really have anything going on. Like I'm excited for that. I'm excited for a road trip. I haven't been on a proper road trip in a while.
Same, same.
Yeah, I'm just gonna try and sell my truck before then. But it's pretty mellow otherwise.
Yeah, I just looked. I have some cars scheduled out all the way into October. Fuck,
Good,
this year is
dude.
flying. I also, in, when is it? In August, I get a Maserati, which I haven't driven in. They reached out to me. They're like, we have the
Dude,
new Levante Trofeo. I was like,
is that a
okay.
totally new thing? Because the Levante came out
It's
like
their
8 years ago.
SUV.
No, I know, but like, is it a new chassis? Is it
I don't know, man. I don't think so.
Maserati and Jaguar could be absolute parallels. It's just like they are such heritage brands, but like they're not doing anything. Well, the MC20 seems cool as fuck, but like
I was gonna
they're
say
not doing
MC20, right?
anything to like appeal to the masses. I feel like they're just like ho hum, also ran, like just badge engineering and just like, yeah, we're Maserati. We're
Hey, yeah, exactly.
Jaguar. It's like, that's not gonna sell cars anymore.
Yeah, Maserati, Jag, and Aston Martin are just like, what are you?
Bro, Aston's making sick shit. I wouldn't lump them in.
They
10 years
are,
ago,
but
I might have lumped them in with Jag and Maserati, but they make crazy fucking hypercars. And
how many are they selling?
the DB, I see DB11s. I see
I
Vantages.
see
I
them.
see them all the time. And dude, the DBS Superleggera is like the sexiest car for sale right now, in my opinion. I don't know what it's like to drive, but I can't
I
imagine
love.
that the driving experience is far off the presence, like the road presence that car has. Like that
Oh,
car
it's not.
has
It's
to
great.
fuck. It's so
It
goddamn
does.
sexy. Every time I see one, I'm
It
just
does.
like, dude, I want to know who's driving that.
Was it like 700 horse?
Yeah,
Yeah, it's
dude.
a, it does.
Twin turbo
I've driven
V12.
one. It's
Fuck
great.
yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like they're a bit rudderless at the moment, though, too. They keep
Really?
showing hypercars. Yeah, they keep showing
They're
hypercars, but
making
like I
shit.
feel like
They're making them. I mean,
we'll
they're
see.
closer to making them than AMG is with the AMG One.
I feel like that Canadian billionaire shithead's gonna ruin the company.
You might be right. Like that's entirely possible, but I feel
He's gonna
like
move on, and it's gonna be a blip in his life, and but he'll take down a 100 however year old company they
Warren
are.
Stroll, you could absolutely be correct in that, and I don't know
That guy
if I
seems like a
were
real piece of shit.
just
Just in
unwarranted.
his interviews, he seems like a dickhead, you know?
Yeah, but
I don't
he
know. Maybe I
does.
shouldn't be talking like this
No,
because I'm an automotive
but
journalist.
I don't disagree with you, but I think, a lot of that is the fact that his son drives for the team, right? So he's just like,
And I don't hate the kid.
no, but like, the kid can drive, but also like, he wouldn't have these opportunities if it weren't for his dad, buying a seat. But like now
Right.
he's thrust his son into that position. He's got to protect and defend him and at least put up the, I don't want to say facade, but at least, convince publicly that his son is worthy of this position and his investment in the team. Like he made an
Yeah,
investment, he
yeah.
saved the team, so it's like, he
But
kind of gets to talk whatever shit he
Lawrence.
wants.
Lawrence is involved in more than just the team, though. He's
Right.
involved in like the whole
Right.
company. And I shouldn't have said he's a dickhead because I'm an automotive
You
journalist, but
can edit that.
he's I'm not going to. He seems like a bully, is the vibe I get from him. And
I feel like all F1 team principals are at this point. Like
probably, except the Ferrari one who seems like a pussy.
he's just like,
I don't
I'd
like
rather eat
bullies.
pasta than argue with you
Yeah.
fucking monkeys.
I don't like bullies, and he seems like a bully, and I could be
Yeah,
totally wrong.
I could see that. I don't follow him well enough to confirm that. I mean,
I'm gonna get in trouble
if
doing
we're
this
just talking
podcast.
about we're just talking about Drive to Survive and like how people are portrayed on that show, like it's entirely up to the editors, it's entirely up to the producers, like how people are
That's fair.
portrayed. So it's like,
That's fair.
you get what they want to share with you and like, their characterization of people. But I'm not gonna defend the guy. Like I don't think he's like some sweetheart, but like, I feel like
Well,
you make
you can't
an
be and be a billionaire.
exactly, you make an investment like that, you have money like that to save a company, like you have certain expectations and like, you're gonna fucking put your foot down when you have to and like make shit happen. And like, I
Yeah.
appreciate guys that don't beat around the bush, but like I'm not saying I like this guy, but it's like we don't know the full story, but like I don't think I hope he can't single-handedly ruin Aston Martin as a company. Like I hope there's enough insulation from the product and marketing and the bean counters that make this a legit manufacturer that one guy can't just bin it all up and throw it in the trash because he's a
Well, unless they're all like, please, sir, can we have more dollars,
dickhead.
sir? We need a few more dollars, sir.
I mean, personally, I don't
I
feel
wish
like they were
my.
that desperate, but I think the race team was, but you know, I'm hoping that didn't carry over to the manufacturer
stuff. It felt like I've been a huge Aston Martin fan for a long time. They've actually treated me well too as an automotive journalist, like inviting me on stuff and giving me access to cars, and I became friends with their
Say
past
goodbye to
PR
that shit.
person, who's that's literally where I was going, but the PR person who I used to be friends with, who's there, has left. He's not even in the industry anymore. That he left before the IPO. And I am actually friends with the PR person now, cause he lives in Orange County. He's a great
dude. Is
that
dude.
Nathan?
Man, I was too embarrassed to introduce myself to him, but he brought a sick ass matte white DBS Superleggera to Good Vibes 2 weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
And like, I didn't put
Don't
two
be
and two.
Embarrassed,
no, I didn't though. Put two and two together. Like
oh.
he like drove up the hill behind me, and so we arrived almost the same time. And I was like, dude, that thing is fucking sick. And then like, I didn't see who got out of it. And then like, I saw him walking around. Like, I took pictures of the car, and I was like, later on, I put it together, and I was like, oh fuck, like I should go and say hi to him. But I was already hangry at that point. Me
sure?
and my buddy
yep.
went down the hill to get breakfast.
Oh yeah, you gotta get out of there.
But yeah, like I, you know,
Nathan is literally one of the nicest people in the industry.
I bet he totally looked like, and that car was sick as fuck, and I would have loved to talk to him about that, but I missed my opportunity. So
all right.
What's up, Nate?
All right. Maybe we'll fix that someday. He lives down here near me. Aston Martin is down here near
mm-hmm.
me, actually. Like literally down the road. A lot of people don't realize that. I actually live near. I'm down here in the middle of Orange County, and I live near Aston Martin, Rivian,
mm-hmm.
and Karma.
Yeah.
Also, there was an Alta
office.
What
the hell is Alta?
I think. One of the crazy electric truck makers that was like seemed like they were scamming people. One of their offices was around here. Yeah. All right, that's all I've got. My brain has just went blip.
Okay.
We don't have anything else going on. Autopia's next week. We might do a podcast in the car.
That'd be sick. We can figure that out.
I have to shoot some video on the drive up.
Yeah.
So be mindful of that. But I don't know what time we're going to leave yet, because I'm going to want to get up there.
The later the better, but whatever. I'll be ready whenever. If you want to leave, like, crack it on, I'm good with that. Like, whatever.
I think the big thing is to get through LA, you know, is nice.
Right.
And then relax.
Sure.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Cause I want to make sure I
have a birthday party at a bar the night before that Thursday night. So it's either,
you can sleep.
I was going to say, it's either stay up all night or like get 2 hours of sleep, 3 hours of sleep, and then jam out. But I'm good either way.
I was going to say, I'll meet you at the speakeasy, but it sounds like I'm picking you up at your house.
We'll figure it out.
Which is totally fine.
We'll figure it out.
Which is totally fine. I actually got to start mapping out to see what our charging route might look
yeah,
like.
Do that.
Because I literally have no idea how long this trip would take. So I should probably start doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
not
assistance.
Worried about it, but I should know. And the Airbnb person was like, oh, we can do a remote key swap or whatever. Like, I don't need to be there. I'm like, perfect. That's perfect, because I don't know what time I'm getting your fucking
yeah,
house.
Lovely.
All right, we'll do that. I'm going to stop recording. I'm going to say bye to everybody. Thank you for
bye
listening. Y'all. We'll see you next week.